So what happened then?
Well, of course, a group of men hunted the tiger down and killed it.
I suppose they had to, really.
But did they?
What do you mean?
Well, when you read the story, you're not sure whose side you're on, the tigers or the humans. As Valent says, the tiger's response is quite logical, and the tiger is just trying to be a tiger. And it's a human who interferes with that.
So in a sense, it's the humans who are dangerous rather than the tiger?
In a way, yes. What's interesting is that humans and tigers hunt the same animals and share the same environment. And they've done this in Siberia for years, but they don't normally disturb each other. But if you make the mistake of attacking a tiger, you're in trouble. People who live in the area say this has never happened before. There is no record ever of a tiger hunting a human being.
So is that the message of the story? Leave tigers alone?
Well, yes. Don't make a tiger angry, certainly, or it will take revenge. But also, it makes you ask the question, which is the dangerous animal, tigers or humans? We think of tigers as dangerous, but of course, we're not at risk because of tigers. They're at risk because of us. There are 40 million humans, but only 500 tigers. So they really are an endangered species, and that's mainly because of us hunting them and living in their habitat and taking away their natural food.
Miles, thank you. You heard Miles Holman talking about the book The Tiger by John Valent.